End of three, Warsaw 32, Plymouth 24.
Warsaw is now 13 of 26 from the field. That's 50%, while Plymouth is only 9 of 30 for 30%. Plymouth now with 11 turnovers, and Warsaw still down in the rebounding battle, but they've cut it a little bit. Plymouth's 20-15 up on the rebounds.
Plymouth ball to start the fourth. Ray got around Carson Gould, forced one up in the lane, missed it. Tipped by Martin, grabbed by Carson Gould for the Tigers. Again, a chance to go up by 10. Carson beats his man to the backcourt. Left side, Bricker. Bricker's yet to get off a jump shot in this whole game. Jackson Gould near corner, walks it out to the wing. Half a minute into the fourth, Tigers by 8. And again, Warsaw drops into their four-corner offense, this time with Carson Gould in the middle. And then Jackson Gould lost the handle on the ball and threw it away. Hull into the front court, angles to the right. He fakes the handoff, throws it to Walters. Now to Hull. Hull out top to Strain. Strain gives back to Walters. Walters on the far side for Ray. Drives to the lane, lost the ball, and a whistle and a hand-checking foul called on the Tigers. Carson Gould with his third. Keep an eye on that with 7:06 to go.
Well, down here, Jackson turns the ball over because he tries to thread a needle on a pass that didn't need to be thrown. He's trying to do too much from the perimeter when they're giving away everything in the middle.
Strain leans into Heckerman. Foul called on Drew. That's his first. Again, I don't know what you're supposed to do on defense. He was standing straight up. His arms were not straight up. They were out wide, but you're allowed to do that. Strain shoots two. He's 1 for 2 in the game, 63% for the year. Plymouth as a team, 68%. First one's up and in.
And Coach Moore's talking to Jackson right now, and he's saying, you're supposed to get the ball to the middle. When you threw that pass, you were outside the volleyball line. That's not the angle. Once you go to the middle, it forces the help side to step up, and that's where that back cut's available. So instead of trying to rush something like that, stick to what the offense is, get it to the middle, and then that's when you can make your plays.
Free throw up. Strain makes both. He's got 5, 3 out of 4 at the line. 32-26 Warsaw, 7 minutes left. Still a long way to go, Plymouth pressing. Carson Gould deep in the backcourt, across the line to Jackson. Jackson drives in from the left, throws it back out to Carson Gould, straight out. Now to Heckerman. Now Heckerman will hand it to Carson Gould. He's guarded by Walters. Now to Jackson Gould, near side to Martin. Warsaw not in the spread this trip. Into the corner, Carson Gould. His pass inside, tipped out to Martin at the foul line. Martin will dribble back out and hand it off to Carson Gould. Down to the near corner, Jackson Gould. Drives in the lane, gets inside. State stops, shoots, whistle. Warsaw called timeout. Timeout Tigers, 6:28 left to play here in the third. This is a 30-second timeout. We'll take it and be back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. As the teams come back out on the court, we'll remind you, because we don't have another game, as Steve reminded me, between here and there. The sectional draw is next Sunday. We will have the draw starting at 5 o'clock here on News Now Warsaw. Martin in the center circle, bounces out to Jaeger, who's back in the game. Now far side of the center circle to Carson Gould, right wing to Martin. He'll bounce it out for Jackson Gould. Jackson Gould dribbles it out, bounces for Heckerman. Now Heckerman holding, Strain not close enough for a count. Martin against Ellery at the foul line, Jackson Gould. Jackson holding on Hall. Fakes the handoff, runs into Ellery, slipped it inside. Jaeger, hard to the rack for two. Jaeger coming right down the pee patch, scores, and Jackson found him. It's an 8-point Tiger lead, 34-26, 5:40 left to play.
That was a little painful to get it to that point, but the execution, once they got what they wanted, was pretty good.
Well, there was a point at which it was, oh, there's a ball knocked off of Hall. Oh, they're going to say that Jackson Gould hit it last. Good catch by Gordon Mawson. I think they got that one wrong, but that's not been unusual this evening.
Well, when you're inside the volleyball line to cover that sideline, it's tough to see that, and that definitely went off the leg of a Plymouth player.
Down to the block. Backing in, Strain on Heckerman. Leans into him, shoots, and scores. Strain with 7. It's a 6-point game again, 34-28, 5:20 left. Lob across Carson Gould to Jackson. Drives in from the left. He'll run down the lane and put it up and a whistle. And they call an offensive foul on Jackson Gould. First of all, Jackson has no business driving that ball to the basket. Second of all, I'm not sure there was any contact with the defender. He ran in front of Jackson and fell backwards, and Jackson hadn't gotten there yet.
There wasn't any contact, and if there was, it was when Jackson landed and started going towards the baseline.
Ellery right wing, out top for Ray. Ray drives the right left side of the lane, leans in, blocked by Carson Gould. Ray got it back, a whistle, and a foul called on the Tigers. Carson Gould has four fouls with 4:53 left, and this is a shooting foul. Ray up there shooting two. He's their best at 81%. And the left-hander puts it up, and he missed it. Yeager's got the rebound for Warsaw. Foul called on Davis Ray. That's the fifth foul on the Pilgrims. 4:51 still to play.
Warsaw has to be careful when they're rebounding, because that's Plymouth will come from behind and try to poke it away just like Davis Ray did. You've got to be strong with the basketball.
Carson Gould out there with four fouls to the line. Slips a pass across on the far sideline to Jackson Gould. Jackson against Hall. Takes it out to the center line. One hands it across to Yeager. Back to the far side, Carson Gould down to the wing to Heckman, who's been very quiet with just that one basket at the start of the third quarter. Bricker hands back to Jackson Gould. He ran into his own guy trying to drive the baseline. He'll take it back up the sidelines. Now to Heckman out on the far side of the center circle. Drives in, stop and go move, got pushed out of the lane. They're going to call him for traveling. Again, I dare that official to watch the replay and say that that was a legal guarding position. He took two hands and he shoved Drew out of the lane.
Well, that's what knocked Drew off balance, because Drew came to a jump stop, gets completely knocked off balance by a defender coming forward. That's illegal. So it's Warsaw's got to just be strong with everything that they do here and just get out of this building with as much of a win as they can get.
Ray to the near side to Ellery, who had six quick points and nothing since. In the lane for Sheely. Back to Ellery. To Ray, down inside for Strain. Strain, double-teamed, foul called. Oh, watch out, Drew. The official grabbed for his whistle, which is the old-fashioned way of saying, watch it. So that's when I said, watch it. That's 19 fouls on the Tigers. Strain back to the free throw line where he's 3 out of 4. He has 7 points. His team is down by 6. Free throw up and good.
And that one, Drew's got to have a little bit more feel, because he took one whack at it and they didn't call it. They probably could. That second whack, they have to call. And that's almost, if there's a questionable call before, you might be able to get away with a little bit of contact. You knew that second reach-in was going to get called.
Strain makes both. Well, we're bluegill fishing. That's bluegill fishing. They took a swipe at it, didn't get it. They come back for that second swipe.
Yep.
That's when you set the hook. 34-30 Warsaw. 3:53 left. On the inbounds, they get it to Jackson Gould. He'll go one-on-one against Trey Hall. Gould working back to the left, through the center circle. One hands it to his brother right in front of the scorer's table. They come to trap him. He is trapped. He's in trouble. He's trying to get it out of there. And a whistle, timeout called by Warsaw. Timeout, Tigers. It is a full. 3:37 left to play in the final conference game of the year. Warsaw 34, Plymouth 30. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw puts the ball in play, leading 34-30 at Plymouth with 3.5 minutes left to go. Jackson Gould left wing, bounces out to Carson with 1 foot in the center circle. They come to trap him. He picks it up. Left side, Bricker fakes a three-pointer, dumps it down to Jackson Gould in the lane. Half hook is no, it's in. It's in. It fooled me. Jackson scores his second basket of the game. He's got 5 points. Warsaw leads 36-30 with 3:10 to go. Hall off to the right. Looking middle for Davis Ray. Couldn't get him the ball. They dump it to Sheely, or to Strain. Strain backs away on Heckman. Takes him down outside the block. Throws it out to Ray on the wing. Ray to the baseline against Carson Gould. Lips inside. Lobs it out top. Hall makes a fake. Drives the free throw line. Got tied up. Got it out of there. Ellery runs into Bricker. Off-balance shot is good. His first basket of the second half with 2:44 left to go in the game. Warsaw 36, Plymouth 32. Heckman across the timeline. Bounce the corner. Bricker wide open. Three-pointer in and out. Oh, that thing was too far down the well. It came out wet. And Davis Ray across the timeline, and they're going to call Heckman for a bumping foul in the backcourt. Drew with his third.
Well, and that's from an official that's 65 feet away from the play as well. And so that's, I'll be quite honest with you, I think Drew kind of bought that one with complaining about the one prior to that, but as an official, you can't do that, especially at this point of the game.
Ray shoots and hits. Davis, one out of two at the line. He has 11. He averages a little over 12. 36-33. 2.5 minutes to go. Ray shoots again, and he missed that one. Long rebound. Carson Gould for the Tigers. Carson gets it out of there to Jackson. So Ray, one of their best free throw shooters, their best at 81%, one out of three. Jump pass to Martin in the near corner. Carson Gould shoots a three-pointer. It's an air ball, and the rebound's grabbed by Plymouth. Strain runs it right down the middle of the court. A whistle and timeout is called by Joel Grindle. This will be a full. That's all they have left. 2:08 left in the fourth. Warsaw with a 36-33 lead over Plymouth. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 2:08 left, fourth quarter. Tigers 36, Pilgrims 33. Shot choice. Bricker almost made a three. Carson Gould shoots an air ball on a three when you're leading in a close game in the fourth quarter. Oh, those are tough shot choices.
They are. However, when you have a team makeup like Warsaw has right now and you've got two sophomores that you're really looking at in the next 2 years being able to take those shots with confidence, you don't want to deter them, but you want to kind of lead them to maybe kick that out. But, I mean, hey, if you got your feet set and you've got your knees bent and you're Carson Gould, let's go ahead and fire that because we're going to need that for the next 2 years with confidence.
Ellery right wing, out top Ray to the left elbow, into the corner for Wolf, back to the top for Ellery. Puts on the floor once, out a Hall to Ray, down the lane, shoots it up, and missed it. But a foul called. Jackson Gould with his fourth. Free throws coming for the Pilgrims with 1:49 to go, down by three. So both the Gould boys have four fouls. Penalty time. Ray back up there, but he's only one out of three. And the left-handed senior puts it up, and that one's in.
And the thing, what Plymouth's getting right now is they're getting Davis Ray with his left hand to the basket area, and that's dangerous for Warsaw because that is his go-to move. And once you allow him to get his shoulders past the initial defender, that secondary defender is not having enough time to get over there and defend.
Ray makes both. Three out of five. It's 36-35 Warsaw. 1:49 left. Gould in the backcourt. One-on-one against Trey Hall. Walks it to the line and backs his way across. He'll fake the handoff. He'll drive in. He'll put it off the glass. He missed it. Tip back up. No good. Plymouth grabs the rebound. Martin stole the inbound. It's loose on the floor. Carson Gould's got it. And a whistle. And a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called against Easton Strain for Plymouth against Carson Gould. It's the sixth team foul on Plymouth. It will be out of bounds to Warsaw with 1:29 left.
Well, and to be quite honest with you, that's not a very good call either because they were both battling for the ball, and I didn't see the ball get jarred loose whatsoever.
Heckman's going to throw this one in, and he'll lob it out to midcourt right in front of the scorer's table to Jackson Gould. If you haven't gotten into the heart medicine, what are you waiting for? Plymouth and Warsaw, 1:20 left, one-point game. Jackson Gould drives up. Here comes a double team out to Heckman. Heckman drives the right side of the lane. Stop it, go, move against Easton Strain. Turns and shoots it and missed it. And Strain has this rebound. And now Plymouth can take the lead with 1:05 left to play. Another tough contested shot for the Tigers. How does Joel Grindle want to play this? Warsaw has, or Plymouth has two timeouts left. Hall bounces out top for Sheely. Far side for Davis Ray. He'll hand off to Hall. They come to trap him. He got out of it. He'll drive the left side and throw it out to Ellery, 42 seconds. Ellery to the top of the circle, backs it out on the volleyball line. Not a Hall with 35 seconds left. Warsaw 36, Plymouth 35 again. The Tigers have, or the Pilgrims have two timeouts. Ray with 25 seconds. Now Warsaw's gonna do some switching on defense. Jackson Gould wants to guard Ray. Remember, he's got four fouls. Ellery, 17 seconds. How long is Grindle going to wait, or is he going to wait at all? Is he going to go for it right here? Ray runs in, a whistle. Blocking foul is going to be called on Jackson Gould. And Jackson's out of the game. Jackson has fouled out of the game with 10 seconds to go, and Plymouth is going to have free throws. Plymouth is at the bench like there's been a timeout called. I don't think that's the case. Jackson had very little chance of getting that call.
Yeah, and this late in the game, in order for that to be a charge, you're going to have to get completely set, and you weren't able to because Davis Ray had already lowered his shoulder and his head, and he was going to the basket area, and now he's going to the free throw line, and if you're Warsaw, you got to figure out what you want to do in a multiple different situations here with 10 seconds left.
Ray, 3 out of 5 the line, but he made his last two. He has 13 points. A 14th would tie the game. It's 2 shots. Ray shoots the first one up and in. Our first tie since it was 16-16. And now for their first lead since they led most of the first quarter and the second. It's up. It's good. Ray makes both free throws. 10.3 left. Timeout Warsaw. It is a full. We're back with the final 10 seconds next on News Now Warsaw. Well, here's the situation. 10.3 seconds left. Plymouth has their first lead since the second quarter. It's 37-36, Pilgrims. Matt Moore and I were talking about this very situation this morning. And he asked me, would you rather have the ball down by one with 10 seconds to go, or whether you'd be on defense up by one with 10 seconds to go? I told him this. He didn't tell me that Jackson Gould wasn't going to be in the game because he'd fouled out. That's what's happening. Here we go. Carson Gould gets it into Heckman, deep in the backcourt. 9 seconds to the timeline. 8. Behind the back dribble. Down the lane. Fakes. Falls. Fires. Scores! Is there a timeout? There will be. Drew Heckman has hit a 12-footer of the lane with less than 2 seconds to go, and the Tigers have regained the lead. 38-37, holy cow.
If there's anybody in the state that's got more confidence in Drew Heckman and the way he's playing right now, I'd like to know why, because Drew Heckman has been absolutely phenomenal.
They put 2 full seconds up on the clock. They have not put the basket up on the clock yet. Warsaw leads by 1. Warsaw fans think that it shouldn't be that much. It's when the coach asks for the timeout.
Which was definitely immediately, because obviously they knew the situation. I thought it'd be 1.6, but at 2 seconds, barring catastrophe, you still should be okay. They just have to play solid defense without fouling, but not allow them to advance at the half court, because they also have another timeout. So maybe a pass to half court, a timeout. But this is Plymouth. They've got Valpo in the playbook.
I guarantee you that. Well, and is Jaeger going to be in the game to guard the inbounder? He will. It'll be Sheely to throw it in. Jaeger is going to be in front of him, but remember, Sheely can run the end line. No timeout. Here we go. Long pass down the court. Martin slaps it. Carson Gould grabs it. It's over! Tigers win! Martin intercepted it, tipped it in midair to Carson Gould, and Warsaw wins the game 38-37. Holy Toledo.
That takes a lot of guts to battle in this building, in the NLC, on the road. You know, it didn't look pretty at times. Luckily, Drew Heckman and the Tigers pull one out.
Is there such a thing as a pretty Plymouth win? They're all pretty.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
We will take it. 38-37. Warsaw is a winner here tonight, and Warsaw is going to finish second in the Northern Lakes Conference this season. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. What a finish. Just another boring old Plymouth-Warsaw basketball game, huh? 38-37. Warsaw wins. They finish 5-2 in the conference. At last check, Mishawaka was being blown out by Northwood, and if that is the case, then Warsaw would finish all alone in second place in the NLC. Final scoring for Plymouth, who is 8-11. They finished 2-5 in the NLC. Caden Ellery, 8, but only 2 in the second half. Kobe Walters, 3. Michael Sheely, 2. Easton Strain, 9. And Davis Ray was the leader. He finished with 15 points, of which 10 were in the second half. For Warsaw, now 13-8. They finished 5-2 in the conference. Jackson Gould, 5 points. He fouled out. Carson Gould with 5 points. Andrew Potter, 4 points. Brand Martin, 3 points, but he tipped away the ball on the final pass of the game. Luke Yeager, 4 points. And the hero and the leader, Drew Heckerman, who finished with 17. Warsaw trailed 9-5 after 1, but led 19-18 at halftime. Outscored Plymouth 13-6 in the third quarter, lead 32-24, then had to hold on for dear life, erase a one-point deficit in the game's dying seconds, and they win it 38-37. We were tied at 9, 11, 13, 16, and 36, and there were three lead changes, including Drew Heckerman's fall-away 13-footer with 2 seconds to go to win the game. Matt Moore is here. Congratulations, buddy. That was a fabulous, fabulous win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got to overcome a lot of things in that game. Some of it's ourselves. Some of it's the officials. Some of it's the opponent. But guys stayed the course. And really proud of just the resiliency of all those things that you have to kind of play through in a game like that, man. A lot of credit goes to Plymouth. They were ready. Thought our guys did a good job of just kind of playing basketball.
Normally when we recap a game, we start at the end or the beginning and work our way to the end. Let's start at the end. Talk about what you set up with 10 seconds to go when you were going to get the ball.
So we're going to get it to Drew. You're going to drive it to the middle, get to about 13 feet, pull up, nothing but net, leave about 2 seconds, and then let's get a steal on the inbounds.
Oh, nice. Beautifully done.
No, you got to get him going downhill. We obviously had something going for him, but on the backside. But at the same point, you put the ball in guys that can make plays, and you got to trust him. And he made a good play. You know, that's one that he's going to remember. Keeps us alive in those things that we had goals on a couple weeks ago. And just really proud of the resiliency of that group. And Drew had it again from tip to horn, was very important.
And you did it with Jackson on the bench because he had fouled out. That means even more.
Yeah. I mean, Jackson's aggressive, was giving us everything once again. And, it, you know, the officials write the rules every night, and it's our guys' job to figure out how to adjust to the rules. And tonight it was certain types of things that we had to adjust to. And some guys are better at that than others, but I thought Jackson took a huge charge in the second half there and just kind of continued to put us in position. And again, I thought, you know, you had to adjust. We spaced the floor a little bit more than we wanted to and did not get some shots to roll for us, didn't get a couple calls. But, man, Andrew Potter off the bench was fantastic. I thought he gave great energy in Trey's absence.
Can we just talk – we'll talk about him again on tomorrow on Tiger Talk. You want to take a minute and talk about Potter? Because that's a kid at the beginning of the season. You were really excited about what he was going to give this team. It hasn't worked out, but tonight it did.
Yeah. No, I mean, we called him the Clear Mamba, right? He had his face mask on. He's out there just making plays. Sometimes just being in the right spot, you know, and he was in the right spot a lot tonight, and his length was good. And, you know, Luke Yeager picks up 2 quick fouls, and, you know, just proud of, like it's not always the everyday game stuff that guys are rewarded for. It's moments like that. Like, if we don't have Andrew Potter, man, we're in a world of hurt because we're in foul trouble early. He comes in, gives us great defensive possession, scores 2 buckets, and just kind of keeps us, you know, in that lead when in those critical times. So that's what you want, man. That's why he's in the program. He's a program guy. You stick with those guys.
We'll see you in the morning.
Appreciate it.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, winners tonight over Plymouth, 38-37. Final stats are coming your way. Brought to you by Oldefer Bergen. Next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 38, Plymouth 37. Time for the final stats. Brought to you by Oldefer Bergen and Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen and Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Go ahead, Jared.
For Warsaw, they finished 16 of 33 from the field for 48%. That included 3 of 9 from behind the three-point line, 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Warsaw grabbed 17 total rebounds and had 8 turnovers. For Plymouth, they finished 11 of 34 from the field for 32%. They were 4 of 14 from behind the three-point line, 11 of 15 at the free throw line. Plymouth had 25 total rebounds and 12 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Warsaw had 9, Plymouth had 4. Second chance points, Warsaw had 0, Plymouth had 8. Points per possession, Warsaw played to a .92, while Plymouth played to a .90. And points off the bench, Warsaw had 4, Plymouth had 3.
How many offensive rebounds did Warsaw have in the whole game?
Warsaw only had 2 offensive rebounds in the game, and one was credited to a team rebound.
Yeah, which is the ball knocked out of bounds, right? Nobody actually grabbed the rebound, but Warsaw missed. The ball was tipped out of bounds. So that's what a team rebound is. So Warsaw only had one guy get a rebound for a second shot opportunity.
Carson Gould.
Of course.
Of course it was.
Wow. Well, listen, all those numbers, you know, you look at Warsaw, 5 free throw attempts in a game in which they only shot 9 three-pointers. That says a little bit of something about the way things went tonight. But the Tigers also only had 8 turnovers in a game that was lower possession than what the 2 games that they have coming up in a couple weeks against Valley and against Carroll. Those would be much higher possession games.
Well, yeah, and they, you know, Plymouth also extended their defense and tried to force Warsaw into turnovers. Warsaw did a good job of not turning the basketball over in those situations, which resulted in ultimately winning by 1 point. You know, you take a turnover or two there and send Davis Ray the other way and shoot a layup, this game's got a different outcome. So Warsaw did what they needed to do on the road to win, and that's about what you can say about this game. You know, you come up here and you got to figure out a way to win, and they did.
Warsaw 38, Plymouth 37. We're back with more next on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 38, Plymouth 37 on a Drew Heckeman. We called it a 12-footer. I'll stick with that. It might have been a little farther than that. But it was good enough to get in the basket to give Heckeman 17 points and give Warsaw the 1 point win. Other conference scores, Northridge beat Concord 47-30. I did not see that coming. I thought Concord would at least give him a good game.
Well, Northridge is – I've got a feeling that they kind of took a step back in a situation where they're a good team. We saw that early on in the season, but ever since they came back from Noblesville in that holiday tournament, they've really, really struggled. You know, like you said, hopefully they don't get everything put together because they could be a dangerous team when we have to travel up to Elkhart for the sectional.
The other scores from the conference games, Goshen beat Wauwatosa 60-45. Northwood plastered Mishawaka 64-38. Mishawaka went in there hoping to ruin Northwood's party. I guess they didn't.
Well, and that's another team. Mishawaka has really kind of backslid here towards the end of the season. Them, you know, they were looked at as this. That was supposed to be the marquee game about 3 weeks ago where they thought both teams were going to be undefeated in the NLC, and now Mishawaka is really struggling.
Brady's hurt.
Brady. Oh, okay, yeah.
He hurt his arm, so.
Yeah, that's a factor.
They're hoping that he would be ready to go for the sectional, but I haven't heard anything since. The other score was Tippecanoe Valley beat North Miami 86-38. Again here, Warsaw, in the game's dying seconds, beats Plymouth in the Rock 38-37. We'll wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. So let's circle back to where we started, Jared, at the beginning of the night. We said this was a potentially momentum-building game if Warsaw could win. It wasn't a great effort by the Tigers, but the ending certainly has to build that momentum, even with the week off, healing up and getting ready for Tippecanoe Valley a week from Tuesday.
Yeah, you said that perfectly, because when you look at the way that if you would have, you know, a 5-6 point win and you win at the free throw line and there's not a ton of excitement towards the end, that's probably not going to give you the momentum that you want. But then when you come in, Drew Heckeman, you know, steps up again, makes a last second shot, knocks it down to give the Tigers the win, that's where you're gaining momentum, because you saw how excited the bench was. The crowd was. This was a pretty good atmosphere. I don't remember a Warsaw Plymouth atmosphere up here like this in quite a while. Both teams had decent crowds, you know, and that's when this is great. That's when this game is tremendous. When you've got two different sides, I remember as a kid, one side of the Tiger Den being all red and one side being orange and black, and that's just that's where we would love to get to. And I know Coach Grindle, that's where he wants to get this program back to. And you know, tonight's a step in the right direction for Plymouth because they battled. You know, they did, it wasn't the perfect game for them either, but they stayed around, they hung around, but it took toughness for the Tigers to end up pushing through and finding a win. And man, Drew Heckerman has played one whale of about, what is it, 3-4 games where he's really been the guy that they've gotten the basketball to, and that takes a lot of toughness. And you're seeing Drew just elevate his game at the end of his senior year, and that's what great high school players do.
For the numbers, 78 points for Drew in the last four games. That's almost 20 a game, including the big shot here. With 2 seconds to go, that lifts Warsaw to the win, 38-37 over Plymouth. Thanks to Steve back at the station for a job well done, as always. For Jared Shaw, I'm Roger Grossman. Enjoy a week off, but don't forget to get up at 9 o'clock tomorrow for Tiger Talk. Matt Moore starts at 9, right, because the girls' season is over. So Matt goes on right at 9. We'll talk about the swimming from tonight. We'll let you in on a little secret, Marissa Howitt did not advance on to the second day, but she made it to Indianapolis, and that's a great feat in its own as a two-time sectional champ in the 50 and the 100. So we will talk about that and give you details of how she did tonight. Tomorrow on Tiger Talk Plus, we'll talk about last week's wrestling regional, preview the semi-states tomorrow. The boys are at East Chicago for that competition tomorrow. I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know you enjoyed the outcome for a fact. Warsaw 38, Plymouth 37. Good night.